In a major ruling on homelessness, the Supreme Court today said cities can punish people for sleeping outside. The 6-3 decision broke down along ideological lines, and it could have sweeping consequences for the 250,000 people who live on U.S. streets and parks or in their cars. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is here to explain it. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Scott.
Let's start with the decision itself. What was the majority's rationale here?
So it says it is not cruel and unusual to fine or jail unhoused people for sleeping outside, even if they have nowhere else to go. Writing for the majority, Justice Gorsuch said, look, homelessness is complex. It's caused by lots of things. And federal judges do not have special power to tell cities how to handle it. This overturns lower court rulings in the Ninth Circuit. That's 9 Western states, including California, which is where the bulk of the country's homeless population lives out west. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a passionate dissent, which Justice Sotomayor read from the bench. She said this decision ignores the plight of vulnerable people who have no choice but to sleep outside.
You have been reporting on this and how dozens of officials across the West, and that include Democrats and Republicans, had urged the court to take up this case. How are they reacting?
Yes. I spoke with Summer Steffen. She's the district attorney in San Diego. She thinks this will help, especially with homeless people who suffer from drug addiction. And overdose deaths in San Diego have really spiked. She says that's because people who they often refuse shelter even when it is available. But with these new enforcement powers, Steffen thinks when police are sent out, people will have more incentive to take up their offers.
To accept shelter, to accept treatment, to accept going into a detox, because they now would have the legal ability to act, which is to have them be removed from that area.
Steffen calls arrest a last resort, and she says she does not think this ruling will necessarily lead to more unhoused people in jail.
What are advocates for the homeless saying about this? Jennifer?
These will more aggressively sweep people out of downtowns, out of public view. And Sarah Rankin at Seattle University School of Law says using law enforcement is expensive for cities and it's traumatizing for unhoused people.
It forces them away from the outreach help that they might need. People lose possessions like medication and identification, other documents that they need in order to have any hope of emerging from homelessness.
Another interesting point, Rankin and other legal
Seems like Jennifer Ludden's line cut out for a moment. Let's see if she rejoins us. We'll come back to her in a little bit then, I guess.
On discrimination, maybe, or disability or privacy rights.
That's NPR's Jennifer Ludden. Thank you so much.
Thank you.